I'm Bruce, along with Craig, and we're joined on the line this morning by relationship expert and author of Your Best Age Is Now, Dr. Robbie Ludwig. Good morning, Dr. Ludwig.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So there's a dating site, OurTime.com, that's put out a survey. It's still on, Dating Over 50, Exploring Behaviors and Attitudes Towards Dating and Relationships at Midlife and Beyond. What did this survey reveal to us?
Well, that there are a lot of misconceptions about the 50 and over set. And, you know, some of those misconceptions are that they're not open to new experiences, they have deteriorating health, they're lonely and less social, and they have a negativistic outlook or are not happy with their lives. This simply is not the case. Many 50 and over feel better about themselves than they ever have before, feel very confident about what they've accomplished in their lives, feel good about themselves financially and professionally, but the one piece they would really like to have more gratifying and satisfying is their dating and love life, because they do want a romantic partner, they do want to find love, and in many cases, they want to get married again as well.
Well, the 50 and over set grew up in a different type of dating environment. How are they connecting the way millennials do these days?
Well, you know, each generation, I think everybody wants the same thing. Ultimately, we want to love and be loved. But for singles who are getting back out there in the dating scene, where the landscape is slightly different is that it's more technological now. So someone needs to be a bit more technologically savvy. What I love about our time is that we really want to partner with people and their dating goals. So we have a Get Back Out There guide that not only deals with a person's mindset, but gives them more pragmatic advice, like how do you write something about yourself that's appealing and that will help you get noticed by the people you want to be noticed by? How do you take the right headshot so that, you know, you look good in the little square photo that you're presenting? And we have guides on different dating ideas and how to date in a smart way, in a smart protective way. So I think for somebody who is interested in the modern dating world, it really is about keeping yourself technologically savvy so that you can participate in all the possibilities out there for you.
Well, before you get to this face-to-face interaction, how do you can you trust who you're speaking with or how you're connecting with this person? What advice do you have for that?
You know, it's always a process. So you want to meet in a safe place, right? You want to meet in a place that doesn't reveal too much information. And then it's just like any other kind of dating. It's you want to assess the person in front of you. You want to use your intuition, see if any feelings come up that, you know, might make you concerned. Does the person follow through with what they say they're going to do? What is their dating history? How do they talk about the opposite sex? All of this is information that people can put together, just like you would on any other kind of date. We don't have a rating system on the dating sites, but who knows? That could happen, right, where somebody gets rated. But basically, it's putting yourself out there in good faith and understanding that, you know, you're meeting other people who are interested in the same things that you are. One of the things that's nice about being 50 and older is people have a better sense of what they want, and they don't want to waste a lot of time playing games. If somebody's not right, they want to move on to the next person and find somebody who really is in life on the same page.
How do you start to reveal then more about yourself, i.e. your finances, things like that? How do you protect what you have? You might have people with two separate homes, have their own life. How does that merge as a relationship develops?
Well, it's through conversation and talking. So it's revealing over time when it feels comfortable. In general, what do you want out of life? So I think people feel fairly comfortable telling you about who they are. You just need to know how to listen. And when it comes to, you know, making those joint decisions, those joint lifestyle decisions, that's something that happens when you're already invested in the relationship over time and discovering whether you want to maintain two separate places or whether you want to merge living in the same place. I think one of the wonderful aspects of being 50 and over is that people tend to be very pragmatic. You know, they've had a history, they have a life, and then they have to determine what things they're willing to change and what they're not willing to change, and if their partner is willing to go along with their plans. But I think when people love each other, then they find a way to make their lives work.
Do you find that the 50 and over crowd, they accelerate the relationship because they know what they want because they've been down that road before?
There's less game playing. Certainly. So, you know, the 50 and over set, they know themselves. They know what their deal breakers are. And so when they go into a relationship, if they see that somebody is smoking and that's a deal breaker, they're out. If they see that somebody's finances are not great and that's a deal breaker for them, they're out. So there is this elimination process and a knowing of themselves that does help them eliminate people who are time wasters and focus on the people they can have a positive, significant relationship with.
We're talking today with Dr. Robbie Ludwig, relationship expert and author of Your Best Age Is Now. Let's talk about OurTime.com, who put this survey together. What can you tell us about this dating site?
Well, OurTime.com is the largest online dating site for the 50 and over set. So, you know, we are catering to people who are 50 and over who are looking to find love and putting them together. And we have, you know, a get back out there guide. So we really do want to partner with people who perhaps wanted to find love but had a little bit of a hard time getting back into the dating scene. We cater to people who we understand are slow to start but certainly motivated to find the right kind of love. And it's just nice to know that everybody on this site has had history, has had a life, is looking to have an enjoyable experience, and that we can offer that to people out there.
Earlier, you mentioned headshots. Bruce and I are looking to have some new photos taken here for promotional purposes.
Not dating purposes.
Well, yeah. Do you have any tips for us?
Well, you know what? I think anybody can take a great headshot. I mean, certainly they're the professionals out there. But you don't want to put something out there that's so Photoshopped that when people see you, they're disappointed. And I say that from personal experience because I've done that professionally where people have said, is this really you? I love the idea of a selfie. You want to do a single shot photo of just your head and make sure nobody else is in the photo. You know, something that just really expresses who you are and your personality, and a photo that you feel good about, that you feel good presenting to the world.
That sounds good. We appreciate the advice this morning. If people want to find out more, they're in this situation, where can they get some good details?
Well, they can look at ourtime.com, and we welcome them, and there's great information on the site and great singles who are looking to date and have a successful relationship. So a lot of exciting possibilities are out there for people 50 and over, and we are excited at ourtime.com to offer that to people.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Ludwig. Have a good day.